Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. It's the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast. Yes, we're coming to you on a Friday. Normally it's Wednesday, but hey, look, there's stuff going on around here and we're busy. We couldn't get to it.
We're cool, man. We got a lot of ish going on.
We got a lot of ish going on. A little bit less than Tom Brady. But we're heading you right into the weekend talking about some NBA stuff. There's a lot going on in the association. Before we get to it, what's up, fellas? Adam, TJ, what up?
What it do, baby?
What's up?
Friday. How you guys doing? You guys all right? Friday, we're good?
It's Friday. Yeah. I got a headache, but I'm happy to be here nonetheless.
I got good news for both of you. Congratulations. We're getting on a PJ to Minneapolis tonight.
Okay.
We're all starting for the Lakers.
Oh, bet. Yes. Look, man. I've been dying. I know I can get at least like three rebounds and maybe two dimes.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I'll hit a couple corner threes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Adam, you get a little shots up. I'll distribute. I'll be the facilitator. Let's go. We're going to have a great time. It's us three, LeBron and AD. Like, congrats.
Well, let me explain something to you. That's a 30-win team right there. Just the five of us. 30 wins.
I think they're going to only get about 30 wins anyway, but let's just start.
The sad thing, Brock.
Let's just start talking about the Lakers, man.
Do we have to?
Yeah, let's just
I wanted to quit the podcast because, like, if we talk about the Lakers one more time, I'm walking out.
Because they were so bad. It was so fun to talk about, and then winning time
but
got
what are we
going
talking
Brockman
about?
Loves it. Brockman loves
what are we talking about
the
they
Lakers
stink.
Because he hates them so bad.
Here it is.
This is so awesome for Brockman right now. This is his basketball ecstasy. This is basketball ecstasy for Chris Brockman.
Adam Treadman, you don't understand. For 23 years, I've been the poster boy for Laker hater in this town. Everybody knows it. And I'm even at the point where it's just like, I'm so sick of beating this dog now.
Are you feel bad piling on?
I don't feel bad, but I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever. What are we going to say? They stink, all right? They should have surrounded LeBron with shooters. They didn't. And now they're paying for their sins.
But this is LeBron's own doing.
It's
his
so fun.
His own doing.
Their fans are so cocky also. That's the best part.
But what, they have nothing to be cocky about. They're 0-4, okay? Their point differential is minus 31 already in four games. They're going into Minnesota tonight. LeBron has, I mean, he's going to play, but he's day-to-day with foot soreness already. Anthony Davis is probably going to play tonight, but he's a game-time decision. Russell Westbrook is coming off the bench for the first time in his career, and Woj is saying that's the plan for the foreseeable future. They're going to see how it goes tonight. I think if Anthony Davis is out with the back soreness, he kind of tweaked it the other night against Denver, but Russ probably will start if AD's out, but if AD plays, it's going to be off the bench now, and that's his role to lead the second unit. They're just crumbling and falling apart at the seams, and I just couldn't be happier. Adam, what do you make of all this? Are you as happy as I am? Because I'm really happy.
I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm not as happy as you are because I'm not a true Laker hater like you, but I do enjoy watching them unravel because, like I've said before, their fans are annoying. When I first moved to LA 11 years ago, I was a Laker fan. I rooted for the Lakers in 2008 against your Celtics. I rooted for them. But then I realized after about a year and a half, 2 years, how really awful their fans truly are. How conceited, how annoying with their flags and their...
Yeah, the car flags.
Oh,
it's
God.
A real thing.
Yeah, the flags, and they show up late. I'm not saying that the Lakers have bad fans in terms of loyalty. They have a lot of good fans, but just like the whole... They're just Hollywood. And the Clippers are more of, you know, the working class team in LA, more of the blue collar team, and they're just annoying. So it's fun to see them unravel like this. I thought Russell Westbrook would be with Lethal Shooter every single day this summer. That's what I thought he would do if he had a logical, sound mind. But apparently he has too much of an ego to do that. He didn't work with anybody, it looks like. His shooting, his confidence, it looks even worse. And the problem now with the Lakers is every time they play a home game, the fans, every time he shoots, they're like, no, don't shoot, don't shoot. People were so upset the other day when they were playing the Blazers. And Russell Westbrook shot that shot with 30 seconds
left in the game.
People are getting angry about that. But the truth is, if you look at that shot, he was wide open from medium range. Any other time in his career with Oklahoma City or even with the Rockets, he hits that shot.
Oh, yeah. So 95 out of 100 times.
Yeah, it was a wide open medium range shot if you look at it. So his confidence is completely shot. The fans have turned on him all the way. You know, Lonnie Walker's...
He's doing fine.
He's a good player, but he's not, you know, he's not going to solve any long-term issues for this team. Something needs to happen in terms of a shakeup with the trade. I do believe that Westbrook coming off the bench will help the team. I think he'll be the number one guy. He'll feel in his heart that he's the number one guy of that second unit and he can take over. I think a lot of times he can be passive with LeBron, or he just doesn't feel necessarily comfortable. So I think that will help them. But in general, this team is just a total disaster.
Yeah, TJ, it's gotten to a point where I almost feel bad for Russ at this point. The fans clearly don't want him here, or, you know, are happy with his performance or just enjoying the whole overall experience. And in a weird way, you know, not to the extent of Tom Brady looks kind of miserable, Russ kind of looks miserable playing basketball, which kind of sucks because, you know, for a lot of these guys, that, you know, the court is their sanctuary and where they, you know, where they feel the most themselves. And you can just see kind of the joy. I think they talk about it on the Turner Show, like just the joy being stripped from Russ at this point.
Yeah, look, I'm not joking. I literally have nothing to say. This team's 0-4.
Yeah.
They stink. I don't want to waste any more else this time on the Lakers. Like, when they win a game, let's talk about them. I'd rather talk about this. Teams who should be losing basketball games and for some reason, all of a sudden decide, you know what? There's no 7-foot-4-inch unicorn over in Paris, France that we've just completely depleted our whole organization in hopes of the ping pong ball gods shining their light down upon us to grant him us. I'd rather talk about this. So I don't like to do this, but let's move on. The Utah Jazz, what are you doing?
Danny Ainge is having a panic attack every single day.
What are you doing, man? Like, on one hand, I go, damn, man, the Utah Jazz, you're supposed to be down and out, and you're dogs. You got a bunch of dogs. Lauri Markkanen, dog. Jarrett Vanderbilt, dog. Mike Conley, dog. But guess what? Dogs, you're supposed to be lying, rolling over with your bellies in the air, getting rubbed. What are you doing? Crown Vic is over in Paris and he's waiting to come. Crown and you guys are like, we don't want him. I guess we don't want him.
Don't want
but
him.
Seriously, shout out to the Jazz, right? Like, 4-1 right now. Nobody expected this out of them. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, it's really crazy. At what point does Jordan Clarkson get traded? At what point does...
Apparently they're saying they're not going to trade him.
They're not going to trade anybody?
Clarkson was the one I saw in particular.
Clarkson's great. Can you imagine a homecoming with him in L.A.? Like, that's a team that – I know we don't want to talk about the Lakers. Mm-hmm. That's a team that they – a guy that they
absolutely
need.
Well, I'll talk about this. Imagine if they still had B.I. Clarkson.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, then they wouldn't have got the bubble title probably now without Anthony Davis.
That's definitely. You're right. You're right.
I just think it's hilarious that, let's just say, this Lakers season goes totally south and they get the number one pick. You know who that pick goes to?
The New Orleans?
The Pelicans.
Pelicans.
So suddenly the Pelicans have B.I., Zion, let's see, Trey Murphy,
C.J.
and now they get Crown Vic, yeah. Or even Scoot if it's the second
Scoot,
pick.
Yeah, right? Like, you're in good. They're good. They're going to be fine. And that's why we shouldn't waste time. Because
awesome.
Even if the Lakers fail to get better, they're not going to get better because they ain't getting the pick. So they're it's rough.
All right, so let's piggyback on your theme, TJ, of kind of the teams that should not be tanking, but let's just roll that into surprises. We're now 10 days into the NBA season. Everybody's played 3, 4, 5. Everyone's played at least 4 or 5 mm-hmm. games so far. What have been some of the big surprises that have stood out to you, whether it's players or whether it's teams? Adam, you can start first here.
Well, the Portland Trailblazers right now are playing better than anybody thought they would.
True that.
Dame Lillard is still showing that he's one of the top 10 players in the league. And they have an emerging guy in Anthony Simmons who's really young. A lot of people, a lot of casuals don't know about him. But
dunk contest, right, exactly.
Yeah, and he can legitimately become a second star. He can become the next CJ McCollum for Dame, possibly even better than CJ. He has that potential. He's still a really young player. So nobody thought Portland would be playing well. I haven't watched a lot of the Spurs games, but the Spurs being 3-2, yeah. A lot of people didn't think they would win more than 15 games.
They're
this
another
year.
Team that should be tanking.
That's
but
another
Pop,
team on
Pop ain't gonna
on
let that
TJ's
happen.
Should be tanking.
Yeah, like, what are you? I should make a list of what the hell are you doing? Like,
by the way, those teams on TJ's list include. Well, the Pacers are handling their business. They're 1-4, but they're kind of all out west. I mean, it's the Spurs are 3-2. The Jazz are 4-1. Who else? I mean, Houston and
Houston understands
Oklahoma
the assignment.
Oklahoma City has 2 wins. I don't know what they're doing. Like, come on now, you need to lose these games. But
the Kings understand the assignment apparently because they're
0-4. Rockets, they're all understanding the assignment. Like, come on, man.
The Kings are so due for a superstar. The Kings could have had Luka, and they passed up on him for Marvin Bagley. Oh, so the Kings have loyal fans. The Kings deserve that number. I'm rooting for the Kings to get the number one pick.
Yeah, you mentioned Portland, though. They're off to an amazing start, even though it looks like Dame's going to miss.
Yeah, he's out 1-2
He's going to miss a week or two, which is kind of a bummer.
That's going to hurt them.
But look, the Wizards being 3-1, the Cavaliers are 3-1. I mean, Memphis, look, we all kind of thought Memphis was going to be, you know, pretty good after the way they finished last year and how exciting they were in the playoffs.
And they are.
But holy crap, this good? Like, Ja looks like the MVP. Dylan Brooks looks like, Desmond Bane is out of his mind shooting the basketball right now. He threw in 30-plus again last night. I just really like what they're doing. We mentioned Utah, but also Phoenix. I kind of thought that Phoenix was going to take a step back, that a little bit older, Chris Paul, the whole weird situation with DeAndre Ayton. And, I mean, they really took it to Golden State the other night. They're 3-1. I'm kind of surprised that they're playing really well and kind of like the team they looked like the whole regular season last year.
I love that whole fight with Klay Thompson and Devin Booker, because Klay, you know, he was going four rings out of four rings. He had every right to do that. And the thing is, they were talking crap to each other, but I loved afterwards how Devin Booker was like, I respect Klay Thompson. I like Klay Thompson. He's right. He does have four rings. So essentially he was saying he has every right to talk because he has the rings to back it up. And I think Devin Booker is very hungry for a ring. That guy is not even really in the prime of his career yet. So he's taken the next leap this year. He's been unbelievable this year. So you can't count out Phoenix.
Yeah.
You just can't count them out. Devin Booker is a legitimate number one superstar guy that could win a championship is the number one guy.
You were talking about that, and I heard someone else mention that as well, and they brought up a good point. When you say, oh, man, we got four rings, that's something you say when you have no other argument because you know that the other person's a better player than you, actually, and maybe you're kind of transitioning into – man, you're not as good as you once were. I got it in me every once in a while. Like, you know, Clyde threw up, the 30-point playoff game last year or whatever. But, you know, he's not the player he was a couple years ago before the injuries. And you're just being like, oh, man, we got the four rings. Yeah. Cool. Devin Booker's like, my time's coming. Like, I know that I'm better than you. So I'm just going to say all the nice things afterward. But, you know, the Phoenix beat them in the game. And, yeah, you know, I guess Phoenix will probably get the better of him more often than not here as the Warriors kind of get a little bit older and kind of transition to a different part of their game in their careers. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, clearly Devin Booker is the better player right now. But Klay, obvious Hall of Famer, still one of the best players of all time. But Booker, yeah, if anybody would ask, who would you rather have right now, Klay Thompson or Booker, any fan says Devin Booker,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Only problem with Booker is this, right?
No defense.
Well, you know what? How many guys in the NBA don't play defense?
I mean, look at the scoring right now. Like, nobody's playing defense.
The problem is he's attached himself to a particular brand outside of the NBA. And this brand has a way of maybe not having them keep up.
Hey,
but maybe bring them down.
Oh.
So, but you know, hey, man, look at the Suns. They've been balling since the bubble. That's when they kind of arrived, right? They arrived at the bubble, went to the finals. I was worried this year, not worried because I don't really care, but I was worried that the fact that, you know, Ayton didn't have his contract, it seemed to be a point of contention. Monty Williams hadn't talked to anybody. I was like, man, I don't know. You know how I like to say, you know, chemistry and pH balanced in the locker room. You would think that there wouldn't be a lot of chemistry, but they're 4-1. The season's early, but you know, that team should be at the top, near the top, because they've got the talent. They've been there. Whether or not they win a title is, you know, a completely different story. But the Suns should be in the top four or five teams every single year with the talent that they have. So, and they're doing what they should be doing, you know, winning games right now.
I know we're kind of bouncing all over the place, but you know, this looked really,
that's what basketball's doing.
Yeah, that's a good point, TJ. Right. You know, it looks really good, and they've only played three games. I know they're back in action tonight, but damn, the Milwaukee Bucks look really good.
Giannis is on a tear. He was my number two pick.
What's the, where's the shock there? Yeah, of course they
I don't know.
Good.
I'm just saying.
Doing it without Middleton also.
I'm just saying they look even better than and kind of I thought. I just thought without Middleton again, you know, obviously he missed most of the postseason last year. And, you know, he's out to start the year this year. He might be back, Thanksgiving, something like that.
Yeah, November.
But, man, I was just, I don't know. I guess I just expected them to kind of, you know, maybe not just blow out teams. I mean, they're averaging 11 points a win right now. They're holding opponents under 100 points. They're the only team in the NBA holding their opponents under 100 per game. I mean, I just think.
Right now, do you think they're above?
Giannis is on another level.
Yeah.
You think they're better than the Celtics right now?
I kind of do, actually. I kind of do, because Boston needs that presence inside, and that's what the Time Lord is. That's what Robert Williams is. And how do you stop this guy? Giannis is just, man, every year it seems like he looks more jacked and he adds another element. Like we talk about, wait till this dude starts knocking down threes consistently. Mm-hmm. He's 26. It's coming. He's only going
to
get better.
So by the way, he doesn't even have to be knocking down threes.
Like, I know, but
it's like, not even a necessary part of his game.
He doesn't even need it to dominate. Doesn't need a three-point shot.
All he needs to do is
MVP.
Work on that foul line. Because by the way, once he gets the foul shooting, I don't know what he's shooting right now, but if he gets that around, you know, a 70% clip, what are you going to do? You might as well just like call in sick that day.
He's 27, excuse me. But like, I don't know. I was just watching them play the Nets the other night and they just absolutely spanked him, and I just couldn't think of, like, damn. Also, speaking of damn, Luka Doncic, damn.
Let's talk about it.
Is this finally the year that Luka wins the MVP? He's been the favorite the last couple of years, and he just hasn't been able to do it. He hasn't had the team around him. Is this finally the year for Luka, Adam? You love Luka as much as I do.
Huge Luka Doncic fan. It's looking like it right now.
He had another 40-point triple-double last night in Brooklyn.
And his game is just so fun to watch because he's just not that athletic and he's just so crafty and he knows where to pick his spots and his basketball IQ is through the roof. Yeah. So right now it's between him and Ja right now.
Seems like it.
And it's so fun to watch his game and it's so fun to watch Ja's game.
Polar opposite.
They're polar opposites. They're both incredibly intelligent in terms of their basketball IQ. I remember when I first saw Ja play in college. And that was the first thing that stuck out to me, not his athleticism, but how smart of a player he is also. So they're both incredibly intelligent players. Obviously, Ja has better athleticism than Luka. But yeah, it's just Luka. And I've noticed kids love Luka also. That's the thing.
I wonder what that is.
There's a video last night that they showed of JJ Redick's son being introduced to Luka. And the look of his face looks like he just saw Jesus Christ in person. Like he was so wide-eyed. He could not believe he was talking to Luka. And so I think...
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, it looks especially with Luka. And you would think this guy's been around NBA guys his whole life as being J.J. Redick's kid.
Right.
But it just looks like he was in total awe of Luka. People in general... I believe love Luka. So that's part of it, the popularity aspect. The NBA wants to have Luka as the guy, along with maybe Giannis. And so
internationally, for sure.
Yeah. And so politically, it makes sense that if there was a vote and he was close to winning, that he would get the nod. It makes sense to me. So, yeah, I can see that happening.
I think it's fun too, TJ, that speaking of Ja and Luka, just two guys with totally opposite games. That's kind of the beauty of basketball, right? You can get it done
in different ways.
Playing different ways, like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, total opposites, but they were both great, both dominant, both MVPs, both champions. I just kind of love that about the league.
The thing about Luka right now is he is carrying a heavy load right now, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, fact of the matter is Luka's great. He's putting up great numbers, but we're going to get to that point, I think, where it's going to be, are you the most valuable player? Even though your team is not anywhere close to being the best team, because I don't think this team is like that great. He is a star, and Christian Wood. He's starting to become a great player. I just don't know. Like, look at 36. I like to round up, by the way. So 36, 10, and 9 right now. Like,
yeah, it's stupid.
But can you keep that up? Because he is shouldering so much of the load. So it's going to be interesting to see how, if he's able to continue at this clip. And I will say this. I'm sure the kid was in awe to see Luka, but I promise you, if Boban rolled up on the kid, you'd still be like, oh my God, you know? So I think it's just the fact that kids just love larger than life personalities. And it's almost like the smaller you are, the more relatable you are. That's why I think Steph Curry is so well liked by these kids, because he looks like a normal dude. Like, the rest of these guys don't look like normal human beings.
But also, Luka doesn't play above the rim.
No.
When was the last time you saw him dunk in a game?
True.
I just think it's fun. I love all these guys.
Luka was the first pick on my fantasy team, so I am reaping the benefits of what's going on right now.
I'm jealous of both of you. I have Ja, so I'm pretty happy as well. But when you talk about Dallas and maybe they're not going to be there at the end and they may not have a good enough record to get Luka that MVP, I couldn't help but think of what's going on in Memphis right now. And we mentioned Desmond Bane. Like, who is the Desmond Bane on the Mavericks?
You think darkness is your ally?
Like,
you
really does anyone other than Luka have the ability to even throw up 35 on a given night?
Christian Wood can.
You guys just totally no-sold my Bane impression, and I'm hurt. That's all I'm saying. Right? That's all I'm going to say.
I was born in the dark.
I was born in you. You think darkness is your ally?
Yeah, just to your point, TJ, where, like, Memphis last year, they were the 2 seed out of nowhere.
Yeah. And Chris, remember how well they did in games that Ja didn't play? Like, they were like 21-3 or something.
Yeah,
this is
a
good squad, and they're only going to get better. Bro, could you imagine? Wouldn't that be great if the Grizzlies could go on? I mean, just for a small market team, that would be, I don't know, I think that
would be
kind of cool.
Great. Didn't Rich pick them to win the title? We don't need that again.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. Hey, rewind what I...
We can't have that.
Rich becomes, let's just put it this way. Yes, Rich, he predicted the Warriors last year.
Whack.
And guess what? We've heard about it every single day since it happened. So, but it would be fun to see, you know, them get up there.
It also would be fun too, Adam, just to see new teams in it. So, like, you know, it was cool to see, you know, the Celtics hadn't been in the finals for a while. It was not just for me personally, because I'm a fan, but it was cool to see them back in it. It wasn't just, remember, what was it, 4 years in a row? It was like Cavs Warriors, here we go. I mean, it was fine, but it kind of got old after a little bit, especially because, you know, barring a kick to the nuts, the Cavs had no shot to win. And so I want to see some new blood in there.
Yeah, it's always fun to see certain teams reach over the hump and finally break through.
I mean, I know it didn't do well ratings-wise, but I thought Milwaukee and Phoenix was awesome just because it was two new teams in there.
And you had no idea who was going to win.
And you didn't know who was going to win, and it was Giannis's coming out party. Like, not a lot of the world or country gets to see Bucks games, and that was kind of awesome.
It was CP3's first NBA Finals.
Exactly. Yeah. There were so many good storylines for that Finals that it was exciting. So, you know, to see... Like, what if Memphis makes it on a run? Or what if, I don't know, who else in the East? Atlanta?
What about a huge basketball city that we're neglecting right now, the Mecca, New York City? The Knicks right now are 3-1. What about that? What about fellow Stevenson alum Jalen Brunson, who everybody thought the Knicks overpaid for? And he is having a fantastic year.
Yeah.
Spike Lee is having a ball right now watching the Knicks.
Ben Lyons going crazy, tweeting about it nonstop.
That team is fun to watch. They're a scrappy team. Cam Reddish is a good pickup for them that people kind of wrote off. He was teammates.
Well, there's a reason they wrote him off. Because he was not balling.
That's true.
But now he's with his former Duke teammate, RJ Barrett, who's having a great year, also still a really young guy. So that's a fun team.
Yeah.
That are they championship level? Probably not.
Probably not.
But they can at least get the garden rocking in the playoffs.
Exactly. And the NBA, leagues are definitely better when certain teams are good. Like, the NFL is better if the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys are good. Mm-hmm. The NBA is better if the Mecca is just popping. You know what I mean? So it's good for business when the Knickerbockers are playing well. Again, though, we're 4 or 5 games into the season. It's
super,
still
super
really
early.
But you know what? And that's why I'm saying this, because I'm going to say it's still early. Because the Sixers suck right now.
And that's what I was going to ask you, TJ. That's how I wanted to end today's episode, this week's episode, is what is going on in Philadelphia?
I have no idea. I don't know what's happening. Here's the deal, guys, right? They're at my apartment building, they're replacing the roof, okay? So they went up there and they took all the satellites down. So I haven't had cable in like 2.5 weeks. So I've been trying to stream everything. But it's just like the NBA is not coming through for whatever, so I'm not seeing all the Sixers games.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on. I'm not ready. Brockman asked me yesterday, Doc? Like,
Doc Watch, baby. We're on Doc Watch.
I'm not quite there yet because, again, 1-4, it's not optimal, but it's still early. Then again, you know, to kick to something, because I want to probably end with this later, you guys know I've been watching Legacy on Hulu. I forgot. Remember the Lakers fired Mike Brown after an 0-3 start?
Yeah, it was really fast.
Like, man, you want to talk about like the shortest really leash fast, imaginable. Yeah. So I don't think that we're going to get to that point. I don't see the Sixers would have to be like 1-10 for a move to get made. There's enough talent there that they should be able to turn this around. I'm not pushing the panic button yet, but it's not great right now.
Yeah, it's like I think in the games that I've seen from you guys, yeah, Harden looked awesome the first couple of games, yeah, but they lost. And, you know, you're just not playing any defense. It's kind of similar to what's going on in Brooklyn, not to the extent that the Nets are playing no D. The Nets are giving up 122 points a game, which is absolutely insane. But Philadelphia is giving up 111, which is a lot.
Yeah, and this should be a defensive team. We've got Embiid, we've got Maxey, we've got PJ Tucker. Like,
Harden's a huge liability, though. That's the problem.
He is, but you know what? Yeah. I'll take him giving up 20 because he's going to get 30. So yeah, you know, there's a balance there. But I'm not gonna do what everybody thinks I'm gonna do and flip out, man. Not yet, not yet. But this time next week, I might be overturning some furniture, yeah, guys. You just don't know.
It is still pretty early, you know.
And I also, Chris, just to bring in my other team, yeah, the Clippers 2-3. I'm not worried about them because we understand what's going on.
Kawhi in June already.
Yeah, but Kawhi in June far more valuable than Kawhi in October.
Great point.
And again, like I told you guys in the group chat, like I dislocated my kneecap years ago. And it took like a solid 2.5 years before I felt like fully comfortable. And look, Kawhi and I, we're both machines.
Both machines.
I mean, that's obvious.
God, here we go.
Totally on the same level.
Both machines. No, he might have slightly more athleticism than me because he's younger than me. He doesn't love pizza as much as I do.
He's from Riverside.
He didn't put on 15 pounds during the pandemic, but still, like, so let it go. Like, ACL.
I think he did of muscle.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Right. He looks so slow.
But he put on good weight and I put on bad weight. And that's the difference. But yeah, so I'm not ready. Like, if we've got to sit him out for a while, cool, man. I just, you guys know I feel about this Clippers curse and it's real.
Yeah.
So just, we got to stay competitive, but give Kawhi all the time he needs because, like I said, healthy Kawhi in May, June, far more valuable.
Even with both of these teams, I always just think about the 2010, the first year with LeBron and Miami. They were 9-8.
Yeah, and everybody was ready to like.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Spo was like over his skis, and who are these guys? And not seven times. Like, and they went to 4 straight NBA finals. So it does take time. You got to get some legs under you for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, man.
Before you can really. It's kind of like the NFL. Like September.
You don't
is
have 6 weeks in the NFL.
No, but I'm saying in terms of September is the new preseason in the NFL.
Yeah, because
so it's like nobody really freaks out until October, November. And so it's a little early to freak out. Maybe we'll do some overreactions next week because that'll be pretty fun. Anything to say about the Bulls, Adam? 3-2. Nice win over the Seas the other night. I was kind of expecting a Boston, just a Boston coronation there Monday with the Pats playing the Bears and the Celtics playing the Bulls. And you got the best of us twice. How are you seeing things with the Bulls so far?
Yeah, that was a surprisingly fun Monday night.
Yeah, one of the best Monday nights you've ever had.
Yeah, I just thought I was about to take 2 L's to the face. And and the Celtics are up, I believe, by around 18 or 19
points. It felt like 40 in the first quarter, and then we just forgot how to play ball.
Yeah, and I turned off the game at that point. I was like, all right, time to watch the Bears lose against Mac Jones. And surprisingly, the fortunes favored Chicago for once, which is pretty rare, but... Yeah, the Bulls are kind of around the same record I thought they would be. I'm really liking the progress of Ayo Dosunmu. He's taken over the spot for Lonzo Ball.
Yep.
Lonzo good.
Lonzo not good right now. I don't know what's Lonzo bad right
Lonzo
now.
Bad.
Lonzo not good.
Yeah, Lonzo in street clothes.
But wait, is there any Ball brothers playing in NBA right now?
No. Because,
like, that's what's going on?
Actually true. LaMelo's still out, right?
Yeah.
LaMelo's still out. Such a bummer. Who knows what's happening with Jello. But yeah, it's been tough not having him, but Ayo's filled the role. Ayo's a really good player. Patrick Williams sucks right now. I have to just be completely honest. I've been a believer in Patrick Williams the entire time, and I'm starting to reassess those thoughts. The guy's just completely lost out there on the court. He stands in the corner all day. He's not aggressive. I don't understand what it's going to take. Maybe he just needs to be on a different team. Maybe it's a type of situation where the Bulls will trade him and he'll flourish down the road, kind of like Markkanen's doing right now with the Jazz.
He looks great.
Lauri Markkanen always had the talent and the shooting ability, but there's just something off. His defense wasn't good, but if you're in A lot of times with NBA players, it's the situation that you're in. So maybe Patrick Williams just needs to be traded. It's not working with the Bulls, so I'm disappointed about that. DeRozan and LaVine look awesome again.
DeRozan looks
amazing. He's about to score 20,000 points tonight.
Yeah, he's really good.
It'll be
one this of, year. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been quite a run. You know, Wilt Chamberlain-esque, but he's going to be one of the guys who gets 20,000 points in his career. So future Hall of Famer. A lot of people thought when the Bulls would get DeRozan that he was kind of on the last leg of his career, kind of washed up. But he had a sensational season last year. He's playing great again, so I'm excited about that. And the pickup of Andre Drummond was a tremendous pickup for the Bulls. He's been great on the offensive boards, great on defense. So he's been a solid pickup. So overall, yeah, I'm liking where the Bulls are. I'd like to see some improvements, but overall, I'm okay right now.
Nice.
With the team.
Love it. All right, guys. Celtics look good, too. We win 75% of our games. I'll be super happy. Expect to win tonight at home against Cleveland. Anything else, guys, before we ship out here on the weekend?
Yeah, you know, I started making a list of just, like, things I want to see in the NBA this season. And just the first thing on there, and this is just like a fashion statement. You know what I wish they would, like, let come back?
Bring back the suits on the coaches. But
I care less about that, though. Know. The ninja style headbands. I miss those things. Like, you know, the ties, the long ones. Yeah. I don't know why they banned those, man. But
they had a one-year run?
It was like a one-year, maybe 2-year run, because I think Baller some people snuck them in the year before.
Didn't
and then
Caruso
they kind of
wear one
then
too?
They blew up. Yeah. And then they were like, they're done. Just NBA, let's bring back the ninja style headbands. That's all I'm asking. That's just one thing. That's all I have to say about
that's
that.
That's it. All right, everybody. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll be back in our regular spot on Wednesday.
We think, unless more weird stuff happens.
Unless more weird stuff happens. But more than likely, we'll be back on Wednesday. Enjoy the association this weekend. For TJ and Adam, I'm Shady out.
Go Clippers, Sixers.
Go Bears, Bulls.
Your mama.